How to Use American Idioms and Slang by Emilia Gutman and Lena Maltzer. Published by Language Planet, 1997. All rights reserved. Lesson 1. At the Museum. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. You bet. Of course. You bet.
Did you have a good time in Paris?
You bet.
Did you have a good time in Paris?
Of course. 2. What's the deal? Tell me about it. What's the deal? Did you hear the news? The Metropolitan opens Toulouse-Lautrec's exhibition on July 2nd.
Really? What's the deal?
Did you hear the news? The Metropolitan opens Toulouse-Lautrec's exhibition on July 2nd.
Really? Tell me about it.
3. It was a riot. It was great. It was a riot.
Have you seen post-impressionist art at the Museum of Modern Art?
Yeah, it was a riot.
Have you seen post-impressionist art at the Museum of Modern Art?
Yeah, it was great. 4. To be decked out. To be decorated. To be filled out with. To be decked out.
I don't like Debbie's living room. It's decked out with movie star posters. I don't like Debbie's living room. It's decorated with movie star posters.
5. To get a kick out of something. To enjoy something very much. To get a kick out of something. I always get a kick out of action movies. I always enjoy watching action movies. 6. The lowdown. The whole story. The lowdown. I just met Eve's fiancé at the Guggenheim Museum.
Really? Give me the lowdown.
I just met Eve's fiancé at the Guggenheim Museum.
Really? Tell me about him.
7. To pull one's strings. To be kidding. To pull one's strings. Are you pulling my strings? Are you kidding me? 8. Scout's honor. Believe me, I swear. Scout's honor.
I don't believe you won a trip to Europe.
Scout's honor.
I don't believe you won a trip to Europe.
I swear. 9. No way. It can't be so. No way.
Do you know that this Saturday is the last day to see Picasso's exhibition?
No way! I was planning to go there next weekend.
Do you know that this Saturday is the last day to see Picasso's exhibition?
It can't be so. I was planning to go there next weekend. 10. To hang out. To spend time. The weather is going to be nice. Let's hang out in the city tomorrow. The weather is going to be nice. Let's spend some time in the city tomorrow. Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and his friend are discussing Ted's visit to the museum. Hey, I heard you were at the Frick collection today.
You bet. I got a real kick out of it.
Well, what's the deal?
Man, it was a riot.
So, give me the lowdown.
Buddy, they were loaded with Rembrandts, Titians, and Van Eycks. One room was totally decked out with Renaissance paintings.
No way. You're pulling my strings.
I'm serious. Scout's honor.
Wow. I've got to go and hang out there one day.
Yeah, man. We'll go hang out there next week.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
Will the U.S. Dream Team win the Olympics?
You bet.
Will the U.S. Dream Team win the Olympics?
Of course.
The party was a riot. The party was great. You should see my neighbor's house. It's decked out with expensive oriental rugs. You should see my neighbor's house. It's fully decorated with expensive oriental rugs.
Do you know that Eve broke up with Steve?
You must be kidding. Give me the lowdown.
Do you know that Eve ended her relationship with Steve?
You must be joking. Tell me the whole story.
Why do you always pull my strings? Do you get a kick out of it? Why are you always playing jokes on me? Do you enjoy it? Translate the following sentences into conversational English. Let's spend some time in Central Park tomorrow. Let's hang out in Central Park tomorrow. I'm moving to Chicago.
It's impossible. Tell me about it.
I'm moving to Chicago.
No way. Tell me about it.
I can't believe you wasted $1,500 on this painting.
I'm serious. Believe me.
I can't believe you wasted $1,500 on this painting.
I'm serious. Scout's honor. Do you know that this Saturday is the last day to see Picasso's exhibition?
No way. I was planning to go there next week.
Do you know that this Saturday is the last day to see Picasso's exhibition?
No way. I was planning to hang out there next week. Lesson 2. At the Jazz Club. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. Holy cow. Wow.
Holy cow.
Holy cow, you lost so much weight. Wow, you lost so much weight.
2. To look dead tired. To look extremely tired. To look dead tired. Dead right. Absolutely right. Dead right.
You are dead right. You are absolutely right.
Dead drunk. Extremely drunk. Dead drunk.
The guy is dead drunk. This man is extremely drunk.
Dead serious. Very serious. Dead serious.
I'm dead serious about this decision. I am very serious about this decision.
Dead wrong. Absolutely wrong. Dead wrong.
It's dead wrong to think that jazz isn't popular anymore. It's absolutely wrong to think that jazz isn't popular anymore.
3. You can say that again. That's very true. You can say that again.
It's not easy to afford to spend every weekend at the jazz club.
You can say that again. The prices go up every day.
It's not easy to afford to spend every weekend at the jazz club.
That's very true. The prices go up every day. 4. To get some shut-eye. To get some sleep. To get some shut-eye. We'd like to get some shut-eye before leaving for the concert. We'd like to get some sleep before leaving for the concert. 5. To hit the sack. To go to bed. To hit the sack. What time did you hit the sack last night?
Around midnight.
At what time did you go to bed last night?
Around midnight.
6. To freak out. To be shocked or surprised. To freak out.
Betty freaked out when she saw a mouse under her table. Betty was shocked when she saw a mouse under her table.
7. Spit it out. Tell me about it. Spit it out. Spit it out! I can't wait to hear the news. Tell me about it. I can't wait to hear the news. 8. I feel like. I want to. I'd like to. I feel like.
I feel like sleeping. Maybe I'll take a nap. I want to sleep. Maybe I'll rest for a short time.
I don't feel like going out tonight. I don't want to go out tonight. 9. To rub elbows with. To socialize with. To rub elbows with. Let's go to Yankee Stadium this weekend. I'd like to rub elbows with baseball fans. Let's go to Yankee Stadium this weekend. I'd like to socialize with baseball fans. 10. A dude. A man. A dude. He is such a cool dude. He is a very nice man. 11. to get a kick out of something, to enjoy something, to get a kick out of something.
Did you enjoy your trip to Boston?
Oh, yeah. I really got a kick out of it.
Did you enjoy your trip to Boston?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it. 12. To give two thumbs up. To give a really high rating. To approve of something. To give two thumbs up.
What do you think about inviting the Johnsons to the jazz club this weekend?
Two thumbs up.
What do you think about inviting the Johnsons to the jazz club this weekend?
It's a very good idea. 13. To take the roof off the house. To be a big success. To take the roof off the house.
I heard Pavarotti took the roof off the house at his concert at Lincoln Center. I heard Pavarotti had a big success at his concert at Lincoln Center.
Part 2. Ted is telling his friend about how he and his girlfriend Debbie spent time at the popular jazz club last night. Holy cow! You look dead tired.
Yeah, you can say that again. I didn't get any shut-eye last night.
Why didn't you hit the sack?
You were really going to freak out when I tell you where me and Debbie went yesterday.
Come on. Spit it out.
Well, last night I really felt like rubbing elbows with jazz dudes, so we went to Blue Note.
Did you get a kick out of it?
Me and Debbie gave it two thumbs up.
How was the music?
Larry Carlton's performance took the roof off the house. I wish I were there.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
Holy cow! This dude is so rich.
Wow! This dude is so rich.
I feel like eating out today. I'd like to eat out today.
Spit it out.
Tell me about it.
The boss is dead serious about moving our office to New Jersey. The boss is very serious about moving our office to New Jersey.
I didn't get shut eye for 2 days. I have to hit the sack right away.
I didn't sleep for 2 days. I have to go to bed immediately. Translate the following sentences into conversational English.
That's very true. You can say that again.
I was shocked when I learned that Debbie was dating Steve.
I freaked out when I learned that Debbie was dating Steve.
Sometimes it's important to socialize with politicians.
Sometimes it's important to rub elbows with politicians.
I always enjoy jogging in the park. I always get a kick out of jogging in the park.
I can't believe Michael Jackson had a big success at his concert in Paris. I can't believe Michael Jackson took the roof off the house at his concert in Paris.
Americans gave a very high rating to the musical Miss Saigon. Americans gave 2 thumbs up to musical Miss Saigon.
Lesson 3. Choosing a restaurant. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To grab a bite. To get something to eat quickly. To grab a bite. I'm so hungry. Let's grab a bite at the pizza store across the street. I'm so hungry. Let's get something to eat quickly at the pizza store across the street. 2. A joint. A bar, a restaurant, a dance place. A joint.
Ted and Debbie had lunch at a new burger joint downtown. Ted and Debbie had lunch at a new burger restaurant downtown.
3. No way. Absolutely not. No way.
Will you tell Debbie about your plans?
No way! She'll freak out!
Will you tell Debbie about your plans?
Absolutely not. She'll get very nervous.
4. I'll never set my foot there. I'll never go there. I'll never set my foot there.
I hate that place. I'll never set my foot there.
I hate that place. I'll never go there. 5. A dive. An inferior restaurant or coffee shop. A dive.
Why did you bring me to this dive? It's awful. Why did you bring me to this awful restaurant?
6. To stink. To be extremely unsatisfactory. To stink. The service at this restaurant stinks. The service at this restaurant is extremely unsatisfactory. 7. To stiff a waiter. Not to leave a tip for a waiter. To stiff a waiter.
Steve is so cheap. He always stiffs a waiter when he eats out.
Steve is too careful in spending money. He never leaves a tip for a waiter when he eats out. 8. Ritzy. Expensive and lavish. Ritzy.
Wow, that's some ritzy hotel. Wow, that's a very expensive and fancy hotel.
9. To cost an arm and a leg. To be extremely expensive. To cost an arm and a leg.
How much did you pay for your son's wedding? Don't ask. It cost me an arm and a leg. How much did you pay for your son's wedding? Don't ask. It cost me a lot of money.
10. It's on me. I'm paying. It's on me. Let's go to Burger King. The lunch is on me. Let's go to Burger King. I'll pay for lunch. 11. I'll be right behind you. I'll join you in a minute. I'll be right behind you. Hurry up! The reception starts in 15 minutes.
Start the car. I'll make a quick telephone call and be right behind you.
Hurry up! The reception starts in 15 minutes.
Start the car. I'll make a quick telephone call and join you in a minute.
Part 2. Dialogue. In this dialogue, Ted and his friend are choosing a restaurant to dine out. Hey, do you want to grab a bite at that rib joint downtown?
No way! I went there last weekend and I'm not setting my foot in that dive again. The food is awful. The service stinks too. It was the first time I stiffed a waiter.
Okay. What about that Italian place across the street?
Nah, that one is too ritzy for me. It'll cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry. It's on me. Get a table and order for us. I'll park the car and be right behind you. Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
I feel like grabbing a bite. I'd like to get something to eat quickly. A round trip to Australia costs an arm and a leg. A round trip to Australia costs a lot of money.
I'll never set my foot in that dive again. I'll never go to that terrible restaurant again.
Bloomingdale's is one ritzy place to shop. Bloomingdale's is a very expensive and fancy place to shop.
All drinks are on me.
I'll pay for the drinks. Translate the following sentences into conversational English.
I'll join you in a minute. I'll be right behind you.
I always give a tip to a waiter when I eat out. I never stiff a waiter when I eat out. This is a very bad restaurant. I'll never go there again. This joint stinks. I'll never set my foot there.